And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lee Storrow. December 1st is World AIDS Day, and this week provides us with an opportunity to remember those we've lost and rally us towards our goal of an AIDS-free generation. In North Carolina, an estimated 36,300 people are living with HIV. In 2013 alone, over 1,500 people were diagnosed with HIV in our state. And despite tremendous strides in early detection and treatment, all of these North Carolinians live in a region, the American South, with the highest rate of new HIV diagnosis, the largest percentage of people living with the disease, and the most people dying from it. It's time to increase access to pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, which provides a new and important medication to prevent the transmission of HIV. For those at risk, taking PrEP once a day will prevent them from becoming HIV positive. Anyone taking PrEP is required to meet with a doctor for HIV testing and counseling every 3 months. This consistent level of care helps increase conversations between doctors and patients about reduction factors involved with HIV transmission. As we think about new strategies to prevent transmission, these local responses are more important than ever. Last year, the Orange County Board of Health voted to approve plans to provide counseling and prescriptions for individuals at high risk for exposure to HIV infection. In partnership with UNC Healthcare and the UNC Pharmacy Assistance Program, eligible clients can receive a prescription for only $4 a month. This act by the local Board of Health provides a model that other policymakers and local boards of health should consider. This is Lee Storrow.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.